There's a lot of single people out there. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Bella DiPaolo, project scientist at the University of California, Santa Barbara, examines whether this is a good thing for our society.
Never before have so many people been single. In the United States, for example, nearly half of all adults are unmarried. And Americans now spend more years of their adult lives not married than married. To many, the rise of single people is a cause for concern. But the research suggests something quite different. When there are more single people, we all benefit. Parents sometimes fret when their grown children are not married. Yet when they need help, they are more likely to get it from their sons and daughters who are single. In their everyday lives, single people are more likely to be there for their friends, neighbors, and relatives. In contrast, when couples move in together or get married, they tend to become more insular, even if they don't have kids. People who live alone are often the life of their cities and towns. They participate more often in public events, enroll in more art and music classes, and go out to dinner more often. Single people are also up for more volunteer opportunities. All these findings shattered the stereotypes of single people as isolated and lonely and self-centered. Other popular beliefs have not fared so well either. For example, people who get married typically do not end up happier or healthier than they were when they were single. In some ways, it is the single people who are doing particularly well. For example, people who stay single care more about work that is meaningful, and they experience more personal growth. They are creating ways of living that balance solitude with sociability, and they are broadening the meanings of home and family in ways that make it more possible for all of us, not just people who are single, to live our best lives.
That was Bella DiPaolo of the University of California, Santa Barbara. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.